Let this podcast run your life.
Mandatory toothbrushing law. Harnessing the awesome power of zombies.
Free pony platform.
I'm a tyrant that you should trust.
It's the Team Supreme Podcast.
Thank you. Welcome, pony lovers. You've chosen to let this podcast run your life. I'm Tyler Lindsay, I think. Corey Horgan is chewing on a glow stick.
Drop it!
In a weird twist of fate, Jackie's here. The best little horror house in Texas, Clayton Hunt, will join us. JC Cook is here wearing moon shoes. The man in the booth is Eric Fogelberg, twisting his knob, I believe, as this million-watt zombie-powered glitter bomb drops on your cerebellum. So quit stomping around in your third-floor apartment. Let's make this one count.
Nice.
All right.
That was like spot on, dude. Hell yeah.
Hello.
That's my name.
I think this was the first time that you did the glow stick thing and did the drop it where I didn't actually think you were talking to your dog. Like, I always see you look to the side and it throws me off every time. This time, though, I was ready for it.
Oh, wow.
So how's everybody doing?
Oh, my God. I'm great. You?
Living the dream.
Yeah.
I'm a walking
see some soda bottle
ball
behind you, JC.
Of stress and anxiety and frustration. And
I don't understand why. I haven't watched the news in like 5 days, and it seems just like a regular day to me.
2021 has started off really smooth. Real smooth. Yeah,
right. I love that everyone thinks it's really going to be smooth. Different because it's the new year. Like,
right.
Same shit, different year, guys.
Well, this is episode 15, and it's going to be our season finale, so we have a very special guest. It is your and my president, Vermin hey. Supreme.
Yeah, I know that guy,
the
yeah!
The man himself.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Hello. Greetings, hello citizens. There. Hello. How are you? It is me, Vermin Supreme, from the internet.
I've been there.
You sound AI.
Welcome you all once again to the show here. It's great to have you on the show, of course, as always. And it's always a pleasure when I can be on this show. Let this podcast run your life. The official Team Supreme propaganda pony entertainment. Is it Propaganda Entertainment Network Information Center or pony? I'm not sure. It works both ways, really. The Propaganda Entertainment Network Information System, also known as PENIS, or the Pony Entertainment Network Information System, also known as PENIS. I guess they really are both great acronyms, and so I like to lay claim to them both. And, of course, we are here in our 15th show, of course, in Vermin shows. That's like show number four, probably, is the about as many as I've been in. But that's okay. I'm here now. I'm sorry I missed rehearsal, but we're here now.
And you sound well rehearsed. That's okay.
Hopefully we can figure out and reflect and look back on the year that was last year, actually. And I know many shows. You know, they do their end of the year wrap ups before the end of the year, but I say, fuck convention. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll get around to it when we damn well get around to it. And we are getting around to it now.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
So if anybody has anything to say about that, you know, you'd better get it off your chest right now, and hopefully you're not like in the studio here with me, because I don't want to hear that shit from y'all.
Our show actually has a time machine of its own, but it only goes on a 2-week delay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd like to wish everybody a very happy Valentine's Day, and I hope
don't
you
celebrate
and your sweetheart
Valentine's
are,
Day.
Are doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty much. By the time this airs, like, Joe Biden will be, you know, sworn in, and
it is second like, 100 days.
Apparently, people are planning to chop off the Lincoln's head off the statue and replace it with Trump's. I believe I saw
Simpsons did it.
A drawing
Please
about
stop
that.
With that. Oh,
Simpsons did it. It's been done.
What?
You unoriginal bastards.
Yeah, that was a cartoon. I believe that was a cartoon.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah. Prescient, though it is.
It was probably a Photoshop. I don't think it's actually happened yet.
Nice.
But
my gosh.
We'll be sitting down to record another podcast when this one airs going, what the fuck happened over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, guys. So like for Christmas, I got this really awesome hat. It had like two horns and two foxtails coming off of it. And then, you know, the last couple of days, I was like, I need something to do. So I thought maybe I'd go visit our nation's capital, allegedly. It wasn't me at all.
Allegedly.
That was some goal line defense, man. I saw on the Cavalier.
Yeah. Okay. It was good stuff. I'm just glad it was right wingers and not those dangerous Antifas. Oh, wait, it was Antifas, right?
Hi, kid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's got it.
For the audience at home, Vermin has his bison cap on. And
yo, yeah, that is the. Where do I get me one of those? I like it.
This is when he goes to his Flintstones.
Grand Order of Water Buffaloes, right? Water Buffaloes. Yeah, to join the greats such as Fred and Barney. And Bam Bam, potentially. I don't know. The Great
Bam,
Kazoo.
Bam Bam.
Can't leave Bam Bam out. God damn it.
Bam! Yeah. Bam Bam!
I'm telling you, those hippie kids, they're not the same in this day and age.
They're not.
Yeah.
That is a...
I don't know. Hippies, you know, sure, they would dress like that, but they probably wouldn't paint their faces like that and storm the Capitol like that, necessarily.
Yeah.
These new hippies are even worse at Revolution.
Well, it's an ill-conceived power move on behalf of a cult of personality. And, you know, there might not be a time and a place for storming governmental buildings, but if you don't have your list of demands together, if you're not all on the same page, if you're, you know, if you're not highly organized and sort of have a plan and things of that nature, affinity groups and what have you, and if, you know, if you're gonna, you know, have an insurrection, if you're gonna have a coup, you got to have a lot more backing by the powers that be, I think.
Yeah. Maybe don't shit on George Soros for 4 years and then try to do something that might be expensive.
That might be expensive.
I don't know. It's almost like the Republicans spent the last several months setting up this intricate, like, design of dominoes, and then some asshole just goes and belly flops right in the fucking middle of it. it was wild.
Beautiful analogy.
Well, he belly flopped on any of our ability to ever organize like that in that space again. I think
it'll
never happen again. And there's, I mean, it's going to be police lockdown at the Capitol.
Yes, but we'll still be allowed to lobby. We can still lobby Congress, and that's always something.
Right.
That's always a lot of fun. I don't know if any of you have ever lobbied Congress, but you get to walk through the Capitol, and you get to walk up to the office of any damn congressperson you want and walk right in there. And if not talk to them, at least, you know, rail at the people who are the receptionists or the
staffers,
helpers, or you know, the pages and all. So there is a certain level of access to that building to the average citizen if they want to do that. I mean, yeah, granted, in this day and age, you have to go through the metal detectors and put your stuff on, run through the machine and all that. But I haven't done it for many years. I know when I did it back in the 90s when they were putting forth the regulations against the Rainbow Family gathering. They were putting forth a permit scheme. And so a whole bunch of us camped out in Lincoln Park across from the Lafayette Park across from the White House. And then by day we would go and lobby Congress.
Oh, wow.
It was
that's cool as shit.
Yeah, that is a pretty remarkable
you guys
story.
Don't have to use permits?
Currently, not technically.
Permits.
Over the years, they've tried to force several permit schemes on the Rainbow Family's ability to gather. It's gone up to the Supreme Court, and we've prevailed pretty much every time. And we're currently operating on a document called the Joint Operating Plan, which was ultimately what was finally compromised on after we convinced them that nobody could sign on any other person's behalf. Nobody could take responsibility for another person without their express consent and all the various arguments that we put forth. And so currently, I believe that's where we're at. Although under the Trump administration, things were getting a little hairier, I guess. But it comes and goes, you know. I mean, ultimately, the feds will spend, you know, hundreds of thousands up to $1 million on patrolling that particular event.
Yeah. And you know, it's ironic because that would happen because Trump actually doesn't have any hair. So it's that base level irony that I sort of live for.
That pun book is already coming in.
That pun book.
Just paying off dividends. Book.
It was a game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Called Puns of Anarchy. And they don't pay us enough to talk about them. So please fix that in editing and bleep that out.
Okay. So 2020 was a hell of a year, wasn't it?
Boy.
It was, people.
It was.
Am I right, people? 2020. What a year it! What or we'll, maybe we'll pretend we made the show before it. What a year it's been! Wow, here we are at the end of 2020, and we are looking back at the year in review.
It's wild, and the one thing that I'm really glad that it's not 2020 anymore is because no more protests.
Who knows what 2021 holds in store for us?
Yeah,
it's amazing. Fresh, it's got to be so much better than 2020. 2020 has been such a crazy roller coaster ride, a emotional, it's been just wild. And now finally to be at the tail end of it and see 21 coming along.
New year,
things
new
are going to be totally different, and I think it's going to be much calmer and more chill vibe.
I'm really excited.
That's my prediction.
For the ushering in of a moderate Democrat utopia. I mean, I feel like I've been waiting my whole life for one of those things, and now here we are. And like, we're going to get the same health care, which is exciting, so I don't have to like change my perception of how the system works. I'll still be just as fucked as I was before, but you know, it's in a friendlier, a more like open and inviting way.
Right. Yeah. And that meet the new boss similar to the bosses that you've grown accustomed to and love.
Yes,
but now you know
right
their pronouns.
Oppression. Not crazy shit. No, really straight up. Oppression that you can comprehend easily and understand.
An oppression that works for you.
Absolutely. You know, if you like, as Obama, to paraphrase Obama, if you like the oppression that you had, you can keep it.
If you like your oppression, you can keep it.
That's
so funny.
That's a classic one. Right on.
That's the dream. The American dream.
Yes, I really like my oppression plan given to me by my employer.
Is yours also Blue Cross Blue Shield?
I like to know what to expect. If I'm going to submit, I like to know what to expect. I expect a little stability in my life if I am going to be under their thumb. Thank you very much. That crazy stuff was just a little tiring.
Yeah, you know, they say there's no guarantee, like no guarantee at all.
I'm ready to go back to like good old New England, old fashioned white grandpa racism.
Don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good gaslighting just as much as the next person.
Yes,
but however,
you know, here's who I really feel bad for is Corn Pop, because he was a bad dude before. And now, like, he's bumped way up on, like, the FBI's most wanted list. Gotta be.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, Corn Pop's day of reckoning is at hand.
Yeah, I would guess. He's a bad dude. He should be president. Yeah.
Grandpa Joe's going to save this country. Just you wait and see.
It's true.
He might sniff us to death.
Bye-bye, Grampy Trump. Hello, Grampy Joe.
See, with Trump, we were fucked, but now we're just fracked. Hooray!
I see what you did there, JC.
Yeah, sorry, you can edit all me
that
out.
That didn't get the laughs that it deserved, but I see.
I mean, we're getting a little too close into both sidesism, though, I think, considering that we might actually have like a plan going forward to deal with COVID. Not that it's on time by any means.
Right.
But
that's good. Let's talk about some positive stuff for
more. Yeah, let's talk about a
come through in the clutch, people.
$2,000 checks.
Oh, well, geez. I just saw a news story. He's talking about Biden's talking about spending trillions on stimulus. Like, oh my God.
That's great. I would love to be able to get that camera that I need to get in order to finish being able to be video capable before money is worthless and food is scarce.
And food is scarce.
Yeah. Because we all need podcasts when that happens.
Let them eat podcasts.
Right. Let them do this podcast.
If Grampy Biden is smart, he'll bring me on to do the Secretary of the Treasury thing, because it is proven fact in the real world that I have can magically increase the value of money just by autographing it, by writing my name on it. I did this at an auction at one of the state conventions. Somebody bought, you know, we bid up a $1 bill that I had autographed. Went for probably 17, 20 bucks, and then they turned around and sold it on eBay. At the Yang event, I was giving away Vermin Supreme bucks. And in, yes, indeed, several turned up on eBay for like 10 times what they were worth. So I have a proven track record of increasing the value of a fiat currency. So I have a plan.
Right on.
We got to get into that verm coin, don't we?
I know.
Verm coin.
I've been holding on to all this sharp coin for so long. I feel like now's the time to unload it now that it's up to zero.
Dude, you could sell all your sharp coin and get into Doge and you'd be like golden.
Dude, screw that. Let's make Vermin's actual own digital currency.
Well, I was trying to make wooden bitcoins. I was wooden bitcoins for a little bit. So I think there's a real future for that. It's a real tangible
I'll get
asset.
To whittling then. I'll get to whittling.
That's true.
Can anybody carve one? Is it
yep.
People is think it like you carve your
it's
own.
It's worth as much if you carve it yourself. You put the work in.
Yeah, you have it's to put so the funny. Work in, and then somebody on another end has to carve your name into this what they call a blockchain.
Okay. The blockchain. Well, you guys have talked a lot about this.
If I understand how this works.
It's an actual chain. yeah. But you know, Vermcoin is the superior coin. Everybody talks about Bitcoin, but you know what Bitcoin really lacks is the ability to fix a wobbly table or chair. And with Vermcoin, that's a guarantee.
That's
just one
value.
Of the positives, you know?
Right.
I mean,
so what was everybody's favorite?
They're big. I mean, don't think they're small. Big. They're not like current coins.
That builds character, though, so it's a win-win. I mean, you got to really...
You can lose the current currency coins. You, like, get lost in your cushions. They're in your pocket. You know, these are much, much bigger, like 6 inches round minimal.
Right.
And, thick, because they're made of wood, right? And they're, they have heft about them. So you slam them down on the counter at the store. Boom, here you go.
People know you mean business.
Conviction. I like it. This is great. Let's run it up the flagpole and see what comes down.
Yeah, like picture the hubcap that is attached to the gas station bathroom key.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We could just make a currency out of those.
That is
those things never disappear.
I mean, early money was giant stones. Why the hell not? They didn't even move it around. It was just, it was so there. Funny. It was money.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I have a big rock over there. Okay. Conceptual note made. I guess I get part of it.
It's about the equivalent of buying a star.
Great upgrade.
But yeah, no, I was asking what's everybody's favorite thing from 2020. I know that a lot of shitty shit happened, but anybody have any good things from 2020?
You know,
we all have to think about it.
I started doing this podcast, and that was fun.
Yep. It was for a while. Yeah.
Now it's like soul sucking, but at the time, it was great. That's
Vermin great. Supreme Institute became a thing.
That's right, and that promo was awesome.
That was an exciting thing.
That's a huge thing for us. Let's give a round of. I mean, good. Vermin Institute, yes, dude.
Yeah, I mean the first part of the year was my campaign was like full tilt balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was fucking insane. Really, in retrospect, I mean, when you think about it, what we entered 2020 with the amount of support that we had going and. It was wild. I mean, we were really at that point still picking up a considerable amount of speed, and there were still the state conventions. Things were in full play. Really, I mean that the Florida convention happened, and Whitney and Hornberger locking horns, and the moment of silence, and there's some pretty intense moments on that part of the campaign.
For real.
Yeah.
The commercials that dropped. I mean, when Daniel dropped those commercials, the You Are the Power bits. You know, shit. I mean,
the campaign made a fatal error because we really should have put you in shoulder pads a long time ago. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put you on a hockey rink with that boot on.
Next time.
I have to say.
I took a lot of notes, and I see what works. I see what works now. I believe we can...
It's a learning experience.
Know, give the people what they want.
Right. You gotta lead with unpreparedness. And then...
I got it.
Really, so you like, wearing like shoulder pads out. Would you just be you going back to shoulder pads, right?
What?
Oh, bigger one.
Yeah. Bigger one. Yeah. Bigger. More spikes.
Yeah.
Just
kiss Gene Simmons style. That's what we're talking.
We do need to work on getting you a sex dungeon, though. That's the next part.
Yeah. Oh, I got one you can borrow. I got one you can borrow if you need it.
One Airbnb.
I'll rent it up.
One step at a time.
One finger at a time.
A boy can dream.
Later. I don't think my love of latex is a secret. I wear it pretty openly. That's great. I like the way it feels on my skull.
Yeah. Waterproof.
Yep.
So I wonder, does anybody have predictions for the coming year for 2022?
Yeah, I say we just do the dinosaurs again. I think dinosaurs are coming. We're just going to start all over again. That's the only possible outcome.
Here's hoping.
It's the most likely, for sure. The simulation will continue to intensify and get deeper, and shit will just get weirder and weirder, and then it'll be over.
I predict that in 2021, weed will finally remain illegal.
Now that I'll put my money on.
And that's progress.
Yeah.
As vermin sparks up a joint.
That's sage.
I don't know. So this goes hand in hand. My favorite part of 2020 was like, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but like, so I found out there's a word for the way I felt after my heart attack. Like, I was like really driven and motivated and like, yeah, I mean, I was recuperating, but I was also like, had this newfound like, goals in life and all this. And it lasted a couple months. And then you just fall back into your old shit.
You were Twitter pated.
Well, I guess the word with like recovery is called the pink cloud or something.
Oh,
like
pink
that.
Cloud, oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they call it when Karen Ann Harlow farts, right?
I almost said a fart joke, JC. You took it from me. Dang.
Really?
I said it's different than a blue fart.
Well, I get a nickel every time I mention her.
Yeah. Well, we just cut them out anyways.
I know, but you know, it'll go on the Christmas album.
On the Christmas album, dude.
So the pink cloud.
Yeah, I just want to get back there this year somehow. I want to find out how to get that pink cloud back because that shit was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Probably drugs. Probably some sort of prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Nembutal, Xantex.
Nembutal.
Do you have any pink pills?
Me on Zoloft, I'd be on the podcast like...
Well, you got to mix that with the Adderall.
Doing my fake NPR thing on here for real.
You got to hit the right level. You need to mix the uppers and the downers. You got to get that right.
Right. Elvis did it, and it worked out well for him. Just be really careful when you poop. Like very careful.
Very careful. He comes back. Very careful.
You know, I wonder if President Trump is on hard drugs or not.
They say
he's on something different.
He takes Adderall.
Really?
Yeah, the Adderall is pretty known, and that I mean, he could just be doing so much massive quantities of that shit. Yeah. Jeez.
There was
gone.
Some weird drug he got. Like it was like a over-the-counter drug in the UK.
What?
But yeah, there was some weird story where there was a picture of him and his drawer was open. It was like full of them.
Yeah.
Sus. And it's like, I don't know. If you take a whole lot of it, it's like an upper. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure that's Photoshop because the president has a maid or several of them. So So I doubt he has a drawer full of empty pill bottles.
Nah, it's not pills. It's like a cough medicine type of thing.
Okay.
It's not like a downer. It's like an upper.
I don't know. It's a weird story. You know, even the residence has like empty pizza boxes laying around.
I think Trump just takes those old gas station ephedrine pills.
Right. That's pretty much what it seems like. But it wouldn't matter what he takes. He's just like this distorted, you know, psyche to begin with. So
he's off the chain all the time. Right.
Well, you know, as long as there's not like a large segment of the population that thinks the exact same way, I think we'll be fine.
Oh, boy.
So true.
I think more of the same. I think more of the same is coming, basically. I think the COVID thing is probably going to be another 6 to 8 months at this point.
Yeah.
Looks like. Which is sad. But, at least we're able to communicate and, you know, communicate with other people.
True.
Definitely, there's been a lot of good networking. A lot of good has come from Team Supreme and VSI and the like.
And the Patreon.
And the Patreon, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
New good people there.
That's true. I really like that, trying to get more involved in that chat group. It's at the Discord. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Chat group, said the old fellow.
Yeah, AOL. Yeah. AOL.
Sure. Yes, I look also forward to interacting with all these beautiful people who appear to be signed on to the program and signed on to the whole project, as it sounds. Mm-hmm. And that's... you know, that's pretty exciting. I think that was just an amazing thing that so many people give a fart, right?
Yeah,
right.
Shaking pink clouds. I mean, my goodness.
And Burning Vermin went very well. There's a lot of people that are psyched.
Oh, the Burning Vermin was wonderful. What a wonderful day of programming and information and stuff.
That was very good.
I'm still.
And let's not forget my very successful senatorial primary bid in Massachusetts under the Libertarian Party.
Right.
Yeah.
That was very cool. That was like, I didn't even know it was a thing until Derek Britton sent me a picture of his ballot where he wrote me in for all, you know, because it was a totally blank ballot. And he wrote my name in like over and over again. And it's like, oh, OK, I guess I'm writing. And then David.
Kohlmeyer.
Kohlmeyer, correct. Yeah. Dropped me a note that very day saying, Vermin, are you running a writing campaign? It's like, apparently so.
Evidently.
And we put out the press release, and that got the interest of a local NBC affiliate. And then they made a video and then got a story out of it. And then that turned into an Associated Press story. And that went out like across the world and ended up in hard copies, like in the Virgin Island and in weird provinces of Canada.
Canada.
So that was, yeah.
If Canada was real, that would be awesome.
To be fair, that happened to Jo Jorgensen quite a bit as well. I mean, people were reading about her in the Philippines and the...
That's true. They were very interested in that bat story. The bat story captivated the Philippines.
They were going to Joe2020.com. Yeah.
It was, that was where Jovid-19 came from.
Jovid.
so true, JC. So true, JC.
Oh, my goodness. Is that Mr. McPhee? No, it's Clayton.
I've been here the entire time, JC.
Hey, he was here the whole time, JC. Open your eyes, man.
My ego was blocking you, and I was and I'm so sorry.
Of soda behind you that might have poisoned your brain a little bit.
That was it. It was all okay. The Faygo soda pop.
Faygo soda. Mm-hmm.
Also, Eric, can you fix that in post as well? They're not paying me either.
Certainly.
Yeah, thank they don't you. Get that. No shout out for Faygo.
No.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Ginger ale, though, they're paying me.
Yeah, Verner's, though. Verner's gets it for free.
Right on.
Hells, yeah.
Hey, Clayton, what was the highlight of 2020 for you, Clayton? We'd love to hear.
He also need to think.
So I can't say meeting my girlfriend because that happened in 2019.
Still great.
Congrats.
Show off.
Show off. You want to be single, JC. Stay single. It's the best life ever.
I would say finding my second love, the wonderful Mellow Corn.
Well, really, it was getting your new job so that you could be introduced to the Mellow Corn, though, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. It's hard to be sober when you work in a liquor store. Though I am branching out a little bit. I got a little bit of this early times bottled and bond.
I've had that. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. No Faygo, but it's good.
Well, we'll have to do the review of that one.
Yeah, do a review.
Yeah, you try. It's gonna have to happen. You can catch that one on the Patreon, probably, I imagine.
Yeah. More
booze. No, that's gonna be on the OnlyFans.
Ha 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 ha. Hi, this is Vermin Supreme, and you are listening to Let This Podcast Run Your Life.
I mean, 2020 was all about COVID. What I mean, Eric said he thinks 6 to 8 months. That's probably accurate, I would think. What do y'all think about what's going on with this thing now? I mean, it's
mutating.
People seem to have just gotten sick of it, and and you know, California is like literally just like people dropping dead every day.
There were 300,000 new cases yesterday.
Jesus,
dude! I heard New York City. Someone I know like went there. Like in the city, you can actually just drive on the streets,
right?
Like up and down. If you go into Starbucks, you'll be like the only one in there.
Holy hell!
Which I don't know, been in New York City.
Sounds the, like Omega Man.
Weird as shit. It's like a ghost town for New York City.
With the stuff that happened on the 6th, we actually there's a pretty good chance there's going to be a lot more, because it turned out known white supremacist and all around piece of shit Baked Alaska had COVID-19. And was one of the people that rushed into the Capitol building.
Right.
JC, you say known white supremacist, but doesn't someone have to be known to be a known white supremacist?
That is true.
I don't know who the fuck this person is. This person's just, they probably think of themselves kind of like comic Dave Smith.
I don't think
I've ever seen anyone actually like want him like in a mainstream like comedic thing.
Right, right.
That's true.
I'm very much waiting for his 33 and a third long playing of vinyl record to drop. the comedy record where it should slay, as they say.
He's no Bird McDonald.
No.
Oh, my God.
What were you going to say, JC?
What was that?
You're going to say something.
I was going to have you in post edit a guffaw in when Clayton Hunt says Dave Smith. Like, if you could, we could fix that in post.
That all ends up on the cutting room floor, too.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Normally, Dave Smith does end up on the cutting room floor.
Right. That's true.
Like, why are we talking about him when nobody's like nobody that listens to this cares who the fuck he is?
Yeah, just making fun of him.
I chimed in on what was his thing? I think it was. He was going on about the messaging of the LP and the BLM and mm-hmm. So I said something to the effect of, Joe Jorgensen will destroy you. That was my comment. And I thought it was a pretty cute Joe Jorgensen joke, quite frankly. Like, Joe Jorgensen was going to destroy him. And a lot of his viewers got really quite testy about it.
Oh, man. Like, that you pissed off all of Adam Woffin.
You pissed off all the... like Star Trek fans that are pissed that there are black people on the show.
Yeah.
Like, even though there was one on the first season.
That's the one. All, you know, all of Dave's fans.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, if you can't say something nice about someone, come on,
right?
This is a family show.
Then say something funny about them.
Then you talk about how you beat them and they're in the grave now.
That's it.
So think about all fair, because the
people
you beat.
They can't really fight back at that point.
So that's true.
It's actually the perfect bit, I think.
There have been very few rebuttals to your proclamations of victory.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why they're funny, because they're true.
They are. Yeah.
So yeah, I saw the other day Tommy Lasorda made it out of 2020.
Oh,
good for him.
I had to weigh dropping if I beat a. I had to wonder about that post. I was a conscious decision.
Yeah.
Not to throw out the I beat Tommy Lasorda post. Granted, it would have made it far and wide into the sports world, probably, and but it would have come back to bite me in the ass.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you got to be discreet.
That is a tough one.
You can't like do every beloved figure. You know, you can't totally piss off the fan base of every beloved figure. It's really about, you know.
It would totally destroy your chances of getting on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Yes. Did the Toucher and Rich show? You know, the largest sports show in all of New England. And
I love Toucher and Rich. I used to call them like weekly to argue with them about sports. It was like pretty point where they were like, "It's Jackie again. Stop! Don't answer."
Funny.
A huge fight with them on Christmas Day 2017 about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, obviously, of course,
of course.
Go ahead. No, that was funny. We got to do a debate. They hosted us for me and the fringe candidate Love 22, best known from Key West, Florida, known for with $22 bills that he folds into different things, and he has these different patterns that work pretty well, you know, as a street thing. And so that was good. He dresses a little like Uncle Sam, and Touch and Rich arranged this debate. And we had a very good debate. We had John Keller, somewhat respected August journalist from Channel 5, the moderator of the debate. And then Toucher and Rich themselves dressed extremely respectable from what they normally dress. And they had us on for quite a bit. I'd have to go back to look how long the actual debate ran. It ran for quite a while. They milked it for all it was worth. And I finished with a round of glitterized Mylar. I was throwing the Mylar around, and what that did was completely short circuit the entire freaking studio.
No, it did not.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole happened? Studio went dark. It wasn't working, and they had to commence the next show transitioning in the little sound booth. That's where they had to
So it was literally a glitter bomb.
It was a glitter. What a story.
I probably wouldn't be very happy to work in that studio.
Can I find that online anywhere? Is that on YouTube? Can I find the interview? I would love to hear.
Oh, it's on YouTube. You could look at you could find it right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Toucher and Rich and Vermin Supreme.
Yes, dude. I'm watching that tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. That's how it ends. I don't think you see the part where it's like where they're equipped when they realize that the equipment's not going to work for the next show.
Oh, God.
But
I can't wait to watch that. That's so nice.
So that was a very, I can't imagine. Hopefully it didn't cost too much to undo the short or whatever happened there. I didn't really get the follow-up story. I'm a little bit afraid, after what happened after the 2012 glitter bomb, and they were trying to charge me for cleaning the carpets before they'd even consider letting me like on their stage again.
Oh my God,
and,
stop. Jeez.
And when they did, I went up there. I was like on one knee, like throwing the money in his face saying, "Dude, here, I'm happy to pay for the, you know, but don't blame me for the fact that you don't, you know." He was trying to guilt trip me these people, you caused them such like extra effort to clean up this glitter. Dude, you're the ones that pay them shit fucking wages.
Right.
Your employees. I'm responsible for you treating your employees like shit.
I'm responsible for you. Yeah. So yeah, but the Toucher and Rich glitter, that was completely unintentional and totally
that is awesome,
accidental. But now you know,
right?
Honestly, I mean, it's whatever the cost, it was worth it to have that story, right?
That's what I mean. It's a great story.
Yeah, it's helped start 2021 in a better way. Just hearing that, I feel better than I did 10 minutes ago. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully 2023 will be filled with just such a wonderful event for us all. Hopefully the blessings will continue to multiply as my presidential tenure, as we come up for my third re-election. It's things are looking very good for America. And I hope I hope the rest of America, or what's left of America, rather, feels very similar in that attitude of positivity. Now that we took out all of the bad people, as I had promised, the bad people would vanish from America, and Vermin Supreme was able to make that happen. People with the bad teeth, people with the bad attitudes, the ones that could not survive the dental re-education centers. Yes, they were never heard from again, and I think we're a better country for it. Thank you very much. Of the people, for the people, and I did feel that I was able to fully execute and faithfully execute the Americans that I had promised to faithfully execute as per my
swearing ceremony. So against the people, against the people.
Nice. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, my fellow Americans, or at least the ones that are still left alive. Because as we all know, friends, the road to Ponytopia will not be easy. Because there are two kinds of people on this planet. Those that love ponies and those that will not survive the transition times. Because this is a lot harder than you people think.
I love ponies.
Not all of us are going to make it, okay? Let me tell you right now, all of us are going to make it, all right? There are going to be sacrifices. Yes, there will be human sacrifices. But the road to Ponytopia will be, let me assure you, the road to Ponytopia will be paved with the glitter-encrusted skulls of our vanquished enemies. Together, we will ride our ponies into a zombie-powered future.
Giddy up.
Ask yourselves, what are you going to name your pony? Thank you. I'm Vermin Supreme, and I appreciate your support in my campaign for re-election for President of America. I brought prosperity. I brought ponies. I brought love and joy to all the remaining people of America. Thank you.
Yeah. I saw it happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought COVID was a challenge. That's something else. At least
sure. COVID was really just, it was engineered by flying super intelligent monkeys to prepare us for the road.
When we were able to shrink down the ponies to the point where we could inject them directly into the bloodstream, that is when we went back in progress.
I don't agree. I think COVID was just the friends we made along the way.
Right.
Well, that's a really beautiful way to look at that, Clayton.
I mean, technically, if you're making friends last year, then you're getting or giving COVID likely. Oh.
Kumbaya. Oh, kumbaya. Jesus 2021. Christ.
There's like a whole generation of people that are going to have to learn like how to date in person again.
Oh, yeah.
You really are old. Nobody dates in person anymore.
The lack of their spawning has, you know, how do these young people spawn under these under the environmental conditions in this day and age? It's very concerning to me as a scientist.
Are there going to be COVID boomers? Is that going to happen?
I've been doing a lot of observing of young people fornicating in order to, because I'm wondering how, for humanity, because I'm concerned for the future of humanity. And
of course.
And that is why we, as all Americans, must assure that young people fornicate us. Wait a minute. But really, these are rubber kids. I mean, really. Rap
pests. Yeah.
I didn't mean to promote promiscuity or sex. I mean, I'm all for sex for the sake of sex, but let's do it.
Yes.
Enter the year 2026. Let us all... all pledged to have much better sexual and mental and dental health and practices. Thank you all. And I think I can speak for everybody that I'm very glad to see the year 2025 gone finally over and out. And as the giant balls that are shaped like testicles drop down in Times Square.
Two of them.
Three, two, one, teabag.
Two, three, one, teabag.
That's and perfect. That's the story yeah, of
most
America.
Of us believe it's God's balls.
God's balls.
They Dummy. Must be God's balls.
Yeah.
I've got balls. I've got big balls. We've all got big balls. I think ACDC says
something
similar. That speaks volume.
He's got the biggest balls of them all.
I do believe they called them the poet of the generation.
Yeah. Well, I think, doesn't bon mean good?
It's just called big balls.
Big balls, yeah.
Yeah, it's just called ACDC. Big balls.
Yes. It's
one of the best rock songs ever.
And I think it's the perfect song to ring in the year. 2032 here tonight, and I think I can speak for everybody that 2031 really sucked for a lot of people. There was a lot of suffering. A lot of the people that still remained alive are no longer with us, and so I think we should take a moment to remember their sacrifices against the Canadians.
Yeah, yeah,
and their marauding hordes of Hungary. Locust like human zombies. So here's to 2036. We all got big balls now. And,
that's true. Here
and we that's are. Just a side effect of the COVID vaccine. We didn't know that at the time, that it was going to change us as an entire human species to carry around these giant elephantitis like testicles in wheelbarrows for the next 30 years. We'll know next time.
Oh, man.
Science. Thank you, science.
On the bright side,
I hear they're looking for a cure.
We finally get legal weed in 2036.
That's it.
And all those people thought they're going to get autism. They got big balls instead.
Yeah, we're going the gargantuan balls route of medical marijuana.
So that's what I see for the year 2042. This coming year, I see a lot of peace and prosperity for the dwindling number of Americans that are left here.
Yeah.
I think it's everybody here on this call right now, isn't it?
It's pretty much us.
We're the only ones. And Randall Flagg, I believe.
Is there anybody out there? Can anybody hear us? Are there any survivors within the sound of our voice?
Yeah. You can reach us on Discord or on Facebook. You can leave a message and tell us if you're still out there somewhere.
SOS.
Are these channels of communication still working? I was using my CB radio the other day, and I thought I picked up some staticky somebody saying something. 10-4, good buddy, I think it was, but it was really hard to tell.
Christian Slater, if you're out there with your pirate radio station, please stop playing Nick Cave. Stop playing Nick Cave and listen up.
JC, that was awesome.
I threw that in there just to piss off Tyler.
I loved it.
Now that the internet no longer exists, I'm glad we have these little calls together from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really great.
It's one of the best things about 2021, or 2020, going into 2021, is that
You're going back in time. Hold on.
Right.
I think we're up to 2042 now. I was going to jump up to 2067.
I'm always trying to get caught up.
The internet is gone, but
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
We learned that the ozone is a perfect way to transmit video and audio signal.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted the other day, why don't we put the horse behind the cart?
Could they train a monkey to drive?
Totally let him.
Oh, I bet. They're wicked smart.
Dude.
Wicked
what
smart.
If they trained monkeys to drive and they just ruined the Uber driver market?
Yo.
But the Uber driver market is already god-awful.
I know.
They're working on it.
They're working on that. It's a stopgap before they do automated driving. That's true. Train monkeys.
Right on.
But the Uber commercials seems like they treat their employees really, really well. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, didn't you see the wholesome commercial?
They were hugging, and there was nice music in the back.
Uh-huh. It's true.
If they weren't nice, they would have used mean music.
Yeah, of course.
We would have been listening to the Requiem for a Dream soundtrack.
Holy shit.
Based on my research that I've done, the research that is just literally me watching an advertisement, I can tell you that they've done nothing wrong. Case closed.
Well, you live in a world where, you know, a bunch of Californians decided on you know, based on those commercials, that they do no wrong. So. Oh my God.
They just convinced themselves, but we made the commercials, so it's true.
Must be. I saw it on TV or on the internet for sure.
Mm. All righty.
Yeah.
We're entering the next century.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's like unplugged their computers. So as we cross over into the 3KY,
nice.
Things don't disappear. I've been stocking up. How have you all been preparing for the 3KY?
3KY.
I've been buying a lot of KY. Hey,
Clayton, that was very clever, you little son of a bitch.
I've got a massive collection of French ticklers.
Oh. Ooh.
Tickle, ooh, tickle. All together. Ooh, ooh la la. Ooh la la.
Tickler, tickler.
Well, see, JC, the thing is, they're technically fancy condoms because they're not from the tickler region.
Where's my blow up sound effect? Yeah, really.
Eric, I hate to ask you to do one more thing, but in post, could you put an explosion there after, but not like after Tyler said it, like a couple minutes later?
I'll just make some sounds of me like sorting some cassette tapes.
That would be great.
And then sooner or later, I find it.
That'd be great.
There's some stuff there.
It was a pretty some uncertain moments. I think the moments that in the news that united the nation on a high level of stress. It was one of those high alert situations. It was very similar to that time when I was tripping and saw Al Haig say he was in control. It was like, what's going on here? And for a lot of Americans who saw the unfolding of events, they were seriously concerned, freaked out, and weren't sure what was happening because it was a little unclear where it was going. So I think they achieved their objectives of creating a certain level of instability and uncertainty in the country that will reign for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
It was spectacle. I watched it from Trump's speech to them like walking up and going onto the Capitol. It was very surrealistic. It was very much a spectacle. Mm-hmm. I didn't anticipate. I thought they were just going to camp out on the grounds. I didn't think they were going to try to break in and zip tie, you know, congressmen and stuff.
You know, it's very interesting. Right. I think we all wondered when we heard that Trump had replaced the Department of Homeland Security head. And it's like, I wonder why he's doing that. And it wasn't quite clear. But the lack of the involvement of the National Guard, specifically, you know, being requested and then say, oh, no, we're doing a little different this time. It seems, you know, if I was a conspiracy leading guy, I'd say, well, that's very curious. I wonder if there's a connection.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they were standing outside. My God, they had erected a platform to hang someone. Really? A gallows.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go. And they were chanting, hang Mike Pence. Yeah, they had a gallows built outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, right? Wrong reasons, but the aims on that one are not that off. Mike Pence is pretty shitty dude.
He's pretty terrible. I agree. But I mean,
well, because guillotines are all the left. I mean, the guillotines are associated with the left, and so I think the gallows and hanging and nooses have sort of been associated with the right.
Yeah, boy, they sure are.
And then a cross occasionally if it's burning, but generally the gallows. Sure. And of course, if they're going to take somebody out publicly, it's definitely the gallows as opposed to the guillotine. I'm not sure why that is, but it seems as if the guillotine has been chosen as the execution of preference by the radical left.
I don't know. Like this podcast doesn't hide anything about our anarchistic leanings, but that was not what this was. Everyone should be aware of that, and that's what's frightening. Is like it's this kind of reacquaintance with the fact that these people will. You know, they'll do violence to meet their goals. And
not the cult of personality that I would have chosen. My cult of personality is going to be much different. You know,
those
suckers are out of control.
Absolutely.
You know, they're like out of control. Off
but
the hook.
We expressly, as libertarians, as little L, whatever, usually decide to say that we would not use violence to achieve our political ends.
Right.
And just seeing throngs of people who are there and, like, ready to do that is fucking scary.
And not for any level of freedom. To install a dictator.
Right.
Install a dictator. And then, I mean, CNN were calling them anarchists. Yeah. I heard a couple of other people
liars
online saying anarchists, and it's just
dragging the good name of anarchy through the mud.
There's nothing surprising about that to me. I mean, that's just a catch-all term that they like to use.
Par for the course.
Yeah.
Anyone you don't like is an anarchist.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. It's only anarchists that are really offended by that, you know?
Right.
Normal people are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you're an anarchist, it's like, what? Say what? No, sir. If you're not an anarchist, if you're just a normal person, it's like, yeah, yeah, fucking anarchist.
Yeah. Did you see how Starbucks had no anarchy symbol on their Christmas coffee cups? How dare they?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be writing a series of letters in different handwriting. So they know I mean business.
Happy Arbor Day, everybody, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to order coffees from Starbucks and put a derogatory name on the cup and then take a picture and claim that they did that to insult me. So I manufacture my own victimhood.
Yeah, maybe you could throw some garbage into it, too.
What are they
called? So does anybody have any 4th of July plans?
See,
boy.
Last 4th of July, I burned a pocket constitution to start a fire for a grill. So I don't have any more pocket constitutions to burn, but if someone would like to donate one, you can reach us online and
I'm
make
pretty
that
sure
happen.
You could like get a free one by signing up with John Birch or some shit.
No thanks, they're not getting my email address.
But it would be pretty funny to like you know, to have to tell somebody, hold on a sec, I need my, oh wait a minute, no, I burned it.
Yeah.
Officer, hold on a sec, I have something to read to you here on the in my pocket. Oh, right. I said it. Never mind.
I set it on fire for burgers.
They were good burgers, though. They were.
They really were. Yeah. They tasted very free. Except for about the 13th.
Oh, wow.
Because of the criminal clause. Ba-na-na-na-na.
Welcome to the 10th Amendment Center's fucking podcast.
I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Ludwig von Feces. And I want to talk to you about money.
Yeah. Today we're going to break down the 16th and why it was wrong and illegal.
I'm sorry, guys. I took I nuked the wind out of our sails. But please leave this in there for my shame. Yeah, so those people were crazy, you know, running around and acting all belligerent with no face masks on. When you got baked Alaska coughing all over you, getting his COVID all over you.
Oh, God. No, that literally everyone there, yeah, maskless and just
stupid, fascist,
yeah,
ill-prepared, achieved nothing, now going to prison.
They had shirts that said Civil War. They had shirts specially made.
Yeah.
That said Civil War 2020.
Welcome to the future, kids.
2021.
Your Civil War uniform will be dropship order.
Yeah. Right. Like, and Teespring's like, yeah, we know exactly who bought that shirt.
Custom ink. Custom ink sent you your Civil War uniform.
Yeah, but don't you know that they got a bunch of laptops. They got Pelosi's laptop. I've been hearing all these stupid, crazy stories.
It's going to go with Hunter Biden's laptop.
Woo. Just been sitting back and watching
the news report says every one of those people has been arrested. And I'm just like, God damn, man. Yeah. And people are sitting there. You can see their faces. You know everything about them. And still, like Matt Gaetz or whatever the hell his name is. He's like, I heard like this facial recognition company that doesn't exist. They said that there were members of Antifa that did the whole thing. And they tricked Trump supporters. Right.
I think it was a big trap. I think that they kind of facilitated the downfall of Trump in a way. I think a lot of it was the cops were not prepared. I don't know how they would not know that that was going to happen. Everyone knew that there was something going on.
Eric. The cops were unprepared because they were understaffed. Because they had a lot of people calling in to a big event that day.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, man. I saw an article earlier that was talking about all these police departments that are doing investigations because they're finding that so many cops from around the country were there storming the Capitol.
I wouldn't doubt it one bit.
Like, ooh, I think we just not. Do you think that the slogan defund the terrorists would go over?
Yeah.
Or like abolish the terrorists. Now that they've crossed that line, I mean, we can change the marketing and we can get some stuff done. Like I said, liberal utopia in T-minus 12 days or something.
Yeah, it's coming.
Moderate liberal utopia. Sorry.
Centrist neoliberal dystopian hellhole.
Right. But according to Republicans, it's basically going to be the Kremlin.
But meanwhile, Biden worked with Strom Thurmond and all the old Republicans and instituted so much evil on his own. But yet there's a huge difference between him and the Republicans he's always worked with. Huge.
Oh, yes. All you economists, I hate to tell you this, the dollar's not going anywhere as long as we have a military to bully everybody else in the world into accepting it. So, sorry, Ron Paul, like, economic fucking...
Wait, but maybe this is the year of the great economic collapse. Maybe it's just coming. Yeah. JC, have you thought about gold? Have you thought about
this
gold?
This is like that guy that keeps telling people that Jesus is coming every few years, and then when it doesn't happen, he's like, oh, I misread that.
I've got all my money in frankincense.
Oh.
Jesus. I think since Ron Paul has been telling people to buy gold, it's gone up like $12.
Right.
gold's got, well, no, so gold and Bitcoin have gone up recently. Like very recently, fucking Bitcoin's over 40K. Right. But see, that's nothing to do with like Bitcoin or gold doing anything special. It's just
a store of value. It's an agreed upon store of value right now. That's all it is. Yeah.
What you gonna give me for this here wooden coin that I made here?
Yeah.
This money coin.
I think it's gone up just since we've been on the call.
Yeah, does anybody know the exchange rate now?
Yeah, the wooden nickel coin is it's shooting through the roof, actually.
Excellent. You need to have your pizza moment.
We're going to be rich in no time.
It's 240 ponies per wooden giant nickel.
No shit.
Wow, that's some serious deflation there.
Oh, shit.
I think we're tycoons now.
It just dropped. It's only 12 now.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Should have cashed out.
Yeah. It'll go back up, though.
It will, if you just hodl.
Hodl.
And this just in, it appears that Ponycoin has merged with Sharpcoin.
Oh, the simulation just crashed. What happened? It did. What happened?
Oh, man. Does anybody think that something major is going to happen on the 20th or not?
I saw a thing that was going around. I don't know whether to believe it or not, but my mom sent it to me, and then I saw a few other people posting it. It's supposed to be some board where they're calling it the Million Militia March or some shit, where people are supposed to be showing up with weapons and masturbating them into other people's faces.
I think the Giants awake now. I don't think, I think they sort of slept through that or showed up for it or whatever and just let it happen. But from here on out, I think it's going to, the response will be overwhelming. There, but there could be more, there could be more bullshit coming, but I don't know if they, I don't even know if they can do it in DC. They're going to lock the whole, that place is locked down pretty, pretty tight right now.
Oh, after what just happened?
Yeah.
It's, they're going to be insane to do it. But, you know, this is America where stupid reigns supreme. Right. Mm. And,
maybe
no offense.
Right.
No offense.
That, yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a, we also like kind of have, you know, we have an idea of what what lines we don't cross and like maybe having tanks, you know, like by the reflecting pool on the Washington Monument is not the greatest fucking, you know, image to project.
Do they have rainbow flags on them? Because remember, we're not, we're, we're inaugurating a Democrat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as long as they have rainbow flags on the tanks, roll them out. Like just,
The tread will say, it'll just imprint in the dirt, Black Lives Matter, over and over and over.
Social justice tanks.
The rainbow commander in chief.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it.
Drones will be flying over. They'll be, you know, non-binary people that'll be flying.
Yeah,
and non-binary operators of drones.
Yeah,
that's that's important. And they drop, I believe, macrame C4. So
and I would like to take this moment to apologize for releasing the pony drones back in 2047. I did not realize that they would mutate and turn on their human masters. That was not intentional on our part. Promise. I'm sorry to you. But if you're hearing this, you're probably dead. So
I love it.
Jackie turned into a fan. Apparently.
She did.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
So she can't handle that metal mellow corn.
Did she break out the mellow corn?
No.
All
right. Everybody poops.
What's up, Corey? What were you gonna say?
No, nothing. I was just saying.
Is that even English?
Corey, on a scale from 1 to 420, how high are you?
So is 420 the max of the meter?
Yeah, right.
That high or is that not high?
Is that high or not high? Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's high.
I'm going to have to go with that one then.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Okay.
We've lost him.
Yeah, it looks like somebody came in with freaking AK-47 and shot at Vermin, so he's being whisked away.
Yeah.
Happy Y23, everybody. I hope this century is kinder to us all, the remaining humans.
Y23.
I mean,
Y23.
They stormed the pony stables.
Y2K2.
It takes themselves in the nuts.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Have a great
day. Yes, thank you.
A great Y23.
Always
thank you,
a pleasure.
Thank you, citizens, for carrying this broadcast on in my name and spirit.
We look forward to seeing you again on here.
Thank you very much, Irma. Thank you.
Good night, sweet
thank
prince.
Thank you.
Success in your raid.
Have a good night.
Have a good raid.
Have a great year.
Specifically not a raid on Congress, though.
Don't you?
Know. Yes.
I think it was a great inauguration. I think we all had a lot of fun, and I think we all learned a lot of valuable lessons, and I look forward to another 4 years as your president. Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Peace. Good night.
Vibrato there for you. So.
That was pretty.
Excuse me while I go cry.
That was convincing kazoo.
Brought a tear to my eye.
It was very arousing.
Yeah, it was plenty.
That one a kazoo. That's my Chinese knockoff saxophone that I
bought. Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Well, it sounds so real.
So
okay, what the fuck are we doing now?
So Clayton has been experimenting with finishing barrel.
So this was a Christmas present. It is a 3-liter wood barrel, charred on the inside. Basically, this is like a mini version of like the actual oak barrels that like they age whiskey in, right?
Right.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my love of cheap hooch and premiumize it.
Nice. Right. And we should say for the audience at home that the finishing barrel says Clayton's Cheap Hooch on it. It's it's fire branded into the wood, right?
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And so one of the wonderful things that people are doing with like bourbons nowadays is they're port finishing it. So what they'll do is they'll take port wine casks and put bourbon and other whiskey and Scotch has been doing this forever and ever and ever. And basically, they get to charge you a premium for the special finish on it.
Okay.
And what I've done is I've bought a 3-liter bottle of the finest port.
Wow.
Ooh.
With
because
a plastic
basically,
cap.
No, it's metal. metal. But basically, so right now, my finishing barrel is filled with water.
Okay.
Because with any new finishing barrel, and with any new barrel that actually is not just a holder for whiskey, because they sell ones that have plastic on the inside that you basically use to like decant your whiskey.
Okay. Nah,
this sucker is charred oak. Like, you don't use this for storage. This will overage your whiskey. Oh. But basically, I pour the port in there. Okay. I got this nice little silicone stopper. I got the little...
I like the way you rub hole. That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing's got, yeah, it's got a couple of little butt plugs in it.
Yeah, yeah, save that for
it's,
the
it's got a bunghole
G-zones?
Bunghole plug. You know, it's bunghole is securely plugged.
Oh, wow. It literally does have a butt plug in the top. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I'm going to, right now it is full of water, and in a couple days it'll be ready for me to put the port in there.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it in there, I'd say a month, because it will, I want it to leach into the wood, so that way when I put that sweet mellow corn in there, I can take that mellow corn and give it a nice port finish. And I've already thought of a name, He Who Walks Between the Roses Envy.
Wow.
Because there's a bourbon called Angel's Envy, and all Angel's Envy is just port finished bourbon. Port finished like Jim Beam. And so Angel's Envy, mellow corn is all straight corn. So, you know, name it after the demon from Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah.
I like it.
I would drink that stuff. Whatever you end up making sounds like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, my concern is, will this get you drunker?
Probably not.
Fancier.
So this is the thing with finishing barrels and a lot of barrels, especially ones like this small, because this is not the smallest that they come in. They come in like 750s, liters, but about 3 liters is where you start getting to like big enough to where you can actually like leave it in there for more than like a week before it starts getting overaged. Basically, what happens with the alcohol in there is there's something called angel share. Right, where some of the alcohol will evaporate outside of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually might proof it down a little bit. Really? And not get me drunker. So you shouldn't do this with a like off the shelf 80 proof bourbon, because that will make it super fucking weak.
Yeah,
mellow corn is 100 proof. It's got a little room, little wiggle room. You know, you can't leave it in too long, but you actually want to go for like stronger ones. I've heard Old Granddad 114 is really good for that. You know, like cask strength stuff. But the problem with cask strength stuff is it's a little bit more expensive, and that defeats the purpose of the cheap hooch.
So could you drop like some chocolate and some marshmallows in there and just make yourself some and some graham crackers?
Some s'mores.
Make a s'mores bourbon.
some cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm sure
cocaine s'mores bourbon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take like
whiskey strawberries.
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. Well, you could do like.
I've seen people soak something in moonshine. I think some kind of fruit in moonshine before.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
They were gross to eat. They were not tasty to eat. I would have rather just drank the alcohol.
You can stand to wait for it. Cut that triangle out of the watermelon and just pour it in there and put it in your fridge for a few days.
That's Everclear.
You can do it with moonshine, too. Yeah, it's moonshine, the same principle.
Drain alcohol.
You can also do it with Everclear, kids.
Mm-hmm.
But not out of wedlock.
Here we are ruining Clayton's segment again.
I'm sorry, Clayton. That's a sexy barrel.
Look, JC, if you're thinking about drinking, then the answer's crystal clear. The invisible intoxicant. It's called Everclear.
How much do we owe that asshole now?
Yeah.
We're just like, he owes us.
Like turning our Coke cans to face the camera on this episode.
Yeah, no shit.
Product placement.
This episode is brought to you by, like, that's literally the name of it. It's brought to you by.
This
episode.
We're going to get sued.
Brought to you by Early Times, bottled in blood.
We should do a segment of like sponsoring companies that don't want us to sponsor them.
We can make them pay us to not talk about
it. Holy shit, yo. Doug Stanhope did that with Pop Off Vodka. He called this special the Pop Off, you know, Vodka Special or whatever, and they didn't want it. He started selling shirts. It turned into a... Yeah. Yeah. It's
That's
possible.
Great.
Nice.
You may get a cease and desist order.
Start getting like, I don't know what it is. They wouldn't fucking.
Well, you'll tell us when it's ready, right?
I definitely will. Hopefully, it'll be ready for the start of the next season.
What's
right.
that?
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, our season.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe you could have your first drink live on air with us while using your bidet.
Your liquor review.
I guess we're going to do a cliffhanger for the bidet review.
It's coming, people. It's coming. Like George R. R. Martin and a conclusion.
It's like the main love interest in a cop drama series. They got to drag it out for a few seasons of sexual tension before they actually deliver on it.
Yeah.
Well, either that.
Mulder didn't kiss Scully until, like, what, 7?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Tension. Dramatic tension. We're building it.
I have that sexual tension, man.
But between the booze and the bidet.
It's kind of like your version of Between Two Ferns, but with water in your asshole and liquor in your mouth.
Speaking of which, JC, did you want to tell your story about brownies?
Wow, that was big, son.
No, I would not.
No.
I would not like to tell that story, but I will tell you this little cliffhanger. I have decided that I'm going to run for mayor of the little bullshit town that I live in. I mean, this bustling metropolis with which I devote my love and care and time. And,
it is where the hamburger was invented. So
really?
Just ask them.
That could be many, many different places, apparently.
It's true. Yeah, the town... It's called Athens, Texas.
Okay. Not related to the one in Greece.
Yeah, no, not related to the one in Greece.
I'm pretty sure Athens, Texas had the name first.
Yeah, they did. They invented the Athens.
REM tried to steal Athens, Georgia. So right. It's very territorial with the Athens stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true, but we were here first, and we'll tell you all about it. Yeah, so I decided to run for...
Athens are bigger in Texas. Sorry. I can't help myself.
And when I win, and I will win, it's just pretty well a guarantee at this point. I mean, with the popularity of this show, I don't see how I could lose.
Guarantee victory.
Yeah, Alex Jones keeps trying to ask us if he could use our fucking network.
I told him no. We're too busy. We're going to be the new Parlor Network. We're going to make that big Parlor dollar.
What about the Patreon?
The Patreon has nothing to do with my mayoral campaign. Although
fuck
I
Alex
love the
Jones's Patreon.
Yeah, he can't. He can't have our money.
Alex Jones can have our Patreon.
Yeah.
Drink a couple super male vitalities and shut the fuck up.
It's true.
I'm serious.
Serious.
I love our Patreon. We are slowly working towards getting some stuff to everyone. But issue one is where? Pretty close to draft?
Yeah.
Okay. So JC is writing that. We'll be editing it, and then we will get it to you to see first and get your input, and then art and all that stuff. That's why you're a patron. So if you're not, join now, and very soon you'll get to have input on the very first issue of The Rectification of Vermin Supreme, the graphic novel. Issue one.
Right on.
It's very graphic.
Oh, yeah. There's big titty goth girls all over this thing.
Front cover to back cover. We are sponsored by big titty goth girls.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Thankfully.
So what? Like, now we're a Suicide Girls podcast. Yeah.
Bread and butter.
Is Suicide Girl still a thing?
I don't know, but I hope so.
Well, suicide is still a thing, and girls. I know a couple
Jesus
of girls.
Jesus Christ!
Well, no, it's
trigger
just
warning.
Those kind, JC, the sexy model kind.
I was just confirming. Be safe out there.
Be safe.
Because there are suicides out there, and they're waiting to get you. You gotta. Be careful.
The saying is, it gets better.
It does get better. And listen, as somebody who's dealt with some trouble in my own noggin, it gets better. And don't listen to that dumbass from 32 seconds ago that was talking, making jokes. Because he doesn't know anything. He's gone.
We love
you. You don't have
JC.
To worry about him anymore.
We love you, man. Holy shit. That's beautiful. That was beautiful. It was.
Also, if you need to feel better about life in general, we have the verminsupreme.com/shop.
Yeah.
Where you can just look down at your shirt and go, oh yeah, Vermin Supreme exists, so life is marginally better.
Right. Like, have you ever had an addiction to consumerism? Well, we sort of like to think of ourselves as a wholesome way to feed that addiction.
Yeah.
And also get some pretty dope swag.
And with that, I think we're going to say see y'all season two sooner or later.
Yeah.
I would love to go out on one of my favorite songs of all time.
Right on. Do it.
A little thing called It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right.
Oh, nice.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night, and we'll see you soon.
Peace.
Bye-bye.